Wonderful to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle, and I have to ask you, please don't be shy, because there's no conversation without you right now. We were looking at the fact that if professional sports come back this year without audiences, that's not going to be the only difference in what you see on the court, on the ice, on the field. You're also going to see players who probably are going to be avoiding high-fiving, fist bumping, hugging, kinds of physical contact that we're used to. Baseball, no spitting. And that wouldn't be a bad thing. But some of the things are definitely going to be lamented, the loss of them. And I'd like to hear from you what you lament losing in the way of social connection, social cues, when it comes to these kinds of physical gestures, whether it's the hug, whether it's the handshake, the fist bump. One of the things that I really miss most is not seeing people's smiles. I look to people's faces for cues socially. And for me, I rely on that a lot as to whether if I've said something tongue-in-cheek, whether it landed or not, or if it did land and not well, I can see that on a person's face. I rely a lot on those cues. And so with people covering their mouths and noses with face masks, I find it very difficult in some cases to have a sense of, you know, except for very basic point A to point B communication. So what is it that you miss, and what is it that you're looking forward to being able to use in your interpersonal communication? 866-893-5722, 866-893-5722, or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Again, a chance for you to weigh in on this. I'm sure you've thought about what you miss or what you're doing in lieu of something that you have traditionally done as a way of expressing affection or somehow connecting with other people. You know, one of the things that we know is that human touch is a very powerful thing. It actually has a chemical reaction in the body. And we don't touch each other for no reason at all. There are very good reasons that we do it. And my question for you is, do you think that that's something we're going to have to go without? Is that something that you would miss? Is there something that take the place of that? 866-893-5722 or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Cher, one of our producers, was talking about how he and his buddies will, you know, they'll share a drink of something if they want to try it, sometimes share food, things like that. Obviously, people are not doing that now. Will that come back? Is that something that you miss? No more handshake line at the end of hockey playoff games. Now, that NHL, you know, end of the playoff series and the teams, you know, do the mass handshake, the opposing teams, that's a huge part of professional and amateur hockey. 866-893-KPECC. Norma writes on the page, I like the namaste bow. Handshakes are awkward anyway. I've never thought of handshakes as awkward. That's interesting. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Sarah, in Redondo Beach, what are you missing?
I miss hugging. I love hugging. I work at Disneyland. I've worked there for 15 years, and all I do is hug strangers all day long. And I love it, and I miss it so much, and I hope I can hug strangers again.
Yeah, and I'm so curious, when Disneyland reopens, whether you're going to be able to do that again or not. I wouldn't think at first you probably would be able to, Sarah, and that's got to be hard.
Yeah, you know, I'm a performer there, and I'm out on the street with people all the time. So we've been talking, all my fellow performers, we've been talking, and we don't really see in what capacity we'll be able to go back until possibly a vaccine even. I know there's stages of opening, and we don't know what stage will be. We don't know what that'll look like. But I'm even dreaming about little kids because you just don't see them anymore. You don't see little kids. You don't see them smiling. You don't get to talk to them. And my days were filled with it. And I don't think I realized how much it meant to me until now it's gone.
Oh, boy. Beautifully said, Sarah. Have you had any communication at all from the company about when cast members might be able to come back?
Actually, we've had zero communication about that, but I will say I have felt supported because they do send us emails letting us know that we're furloughed, but we're still employees. They don't let us know when we're coming back, but I have felt really supported, and especially when they first furloughed us, they paid us for as long as they could, and then we were furloughed, and I do feel taken care of, so that's really nice.
That's great. Sarah, what characters do you perform?
Oh, I'm not allowed to say that.
Oh, you're not? Okay. Oh, shoot. Okay. I worked with a woman, one of my first radio jobs, who had been Minnie Mouse. Sarah, thanks very much. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Let's talk with Lily in the West Adams District. Lily, what are you missing in the way of human interaction, physical touch, and physical cues?
Well, I really miss smiles in grocery stores. I already feel a huge barrier with, you know, essential workers who are helping us all get by. And I feel like I can't even, like, appreciate them or show my full appreciation because they can't see me smile. So it creates, like, a barrier that makes me almost not even say thank you. And I feel really horrible. And I try to say, oh, I can see you smiling through your mask. But, you know, it's tough out there for them. And I really miss, like, physical touch amongst friends and acquaintances, perhaps new friends, people you just met and you want to say, hey, I'm here with you by touching their shoulder or touching or giving them a hug at the end of a dinner party. Those sort of things I'm a little worried aren't going to come back for a while.
Yeah, yeah. I sure hope they come back. I'm with you, and it may be a while before it does, but I hope so. Lily, what do you think about wearing a plastic shield instead of a mask? Is that something you would be up for so that people could see your expression?
I definitely would be interested in that. I think that's really great for those who are probably hard of hearing, who need to lip read.
Yeah. And a lot of older people who are hard of hearing don't even know that they're lip reading because it's a natural a thing that we do to sort of backfill if we're missing information to find another way to get it. And I suspect that there are a fair number of listeners who didn't realize how reliant they were on lip reading to fill in when they lost a word here or there that they weren't able to pick up. Lily, I appreciate it. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. We'll take more of your comments about what you're missing in social cues and physical interaction with other people. Just want to remind you that we've got the launch of the astronauts on this SpaceX rocket. That's coming up at 1:33 our time this afternoon. We'll have live coverage of the launch from Cape Canaveral in Florida right here on 89.3 KPECC. Back with you in 1 minute. Wonderful to have you with us today on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle, and I'll give you a figurative fist bump, high five, a hug, handshake, whatever you like, as we do it over the radio airwaves. So good to have you with us. We talk about those gestures that we're not doing now to keep us safer from the coronavirus, but are they going to come back? Which ones do you miss most? I shared what I miss most in the way of the facial cues that we're not getting now is people wear masks. I'm not saying that to say people shouldn't. I think the priority's got to be on our health. But I do look forward to the time when that's not required and we can better see how we respond to verbal communication. We're at 866-893-KPECC coming up next hour. Los Angeles County County Supervisor Catherine Barger with the very latest on the reopenings of businesses here in Los Angeles County. We'll also talk with the Director of LA County Department of Mental Health, Dr. Jonathan Sharon, will be with us. And KPCC Education Reporter Kyle Stokes has the latest from LA County's Office of Education. We'll hear about the new protocols that school districts are going to have to use if they intend to reopen campuses come the fall. Let me share this comment. David in the Pico Robertson district says, "I'm a singer in my church, so making music with other people is what I miss most." And David, that's going to be a while, I think, because even if churches come in with a reduced capacity, there is still the requirement that there not be group singing. And that is, as we all know, a central part of worship. To not have that is going to be a huge difference in houses of worship. 866-893-KPECC. Bill in the San Gabriel Valley says, "I wonder if all this physical distancing is harder on extroverts than introverts. Are introverts finding this easier to handle and don't mind distancing so much?" That's an excellent question, Bill. And I think it would be a logical assumption, as you say, that extroverts find it more challenging. Let's talk next with JP in Redondo Beach. JP, how do you see this?
Well, I have found that I'm running into a lot of new awkward situations, as I'm sure many people have, but people are automatically reaching out for that handshake or going for that fist bump. And, you know, I have to shy away from them, take a step back. And, you know, I sometimes say, no, I'm not touching, or I'll just offer them the elbow bump.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of awkward. Do you think we're going to figure it out with time, or by the time we figure it out, we won't need to do it anymore?
Right. It's just so funny to run into these situations, and I'm hoping that we're all going to figure it out, and we're going to find that new social cue that gives us that same good feeling that we got from that physical interaction.
Yeah, JP, thanks very much. 866-893-KPECC. Phyllis in Santa Monica says, "There are lots of ways to overcome the face mask limitation. Thumbs up, a heart sign with your hands. We can try to be creative. I also encourage people to tip those on the front line, because that shows them you care and appreciate them." Yeah, I think that's an excellent point. I do think that the hand gestures and all, yes, can certainly help, but it doesn't provide the nuance that the facial gesture does. But yes, we can certainly find creative ways. Mike writes on the page, "Facial cues had 4 days of growth behind the mask because I forgot to shave yesterday." Yeah, that's right. If you're wearing a mask, don't look in the mirror without it. Let's see. We have Robin in Huntington Beach. Robin, what are you missing?
I really miss hugging my girlfriend. But the funny thing is, when my husband and I talked about it, he said he's delighted that the man hug is going to go away. He's never cared for it.
Well, and some of us that are a little older, that's a more recent development anyway. So not such a big deal for us to go back to the time before men hugged each other. But yeah, that's funny what your husband said. Jean in Pico Robertson District, what do you think about some of these social customs that have fallen off?
If handshakes never... Hi, Larry.
Hi.
If handshakes never come back, it will be too soon. You know, I used to do sales, and they used to teach power handshakes, which we would grab the other person's hand and immediately twist it so that your hand was on top.
That's terrible. What were you selling?
The one was you would take their hand and jerk it towards you again to establish dominance.
That's horrible. What were you selling? Who taught you to do that?
I sold property, and I sold timeshare in Florida.
Oh, timeshares, no wonder. Timeshares in swampland. Gene, I appreciate your call very much. Yeah, that's a terrible way to shake someone's hand as a way of establishing dominance. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Max in Long Beach says, "I found using more gestures is helpful in conveying your mood and enthusiasm. People might need to be more imaginative in how they communicate. A smile or frown might not go as far as it once did." So true. Frank in Pasadena, good to have you with us. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Larry. I am an inveterate hugger. I hug everybody very shortly after I meet them. I have always been like that. I hug kittens, I hug puppies, and I really miss the hug. I'm a recent widower, and one of the ways that I got sucker from people was by hugging them, and I know it not only helped them, it helped me too. It helped me tremendously. So now what I do when I am leaving someone especially, I just fold my arms across my chest in a gesture to let people know that I'm still a hugger.
Oh, Frank, that's nice. That's a very nice workaround and a way of communicating similar sentiment. And of course, you can hug the puppies and the kittens all the time, too. There's no harm in doing that. And Frank, we're so sorry for your recent loss. I'm sure this makes it a bit more challenging, if not more so, to go through this period, having recently lost your partner, your spouse, and having these limitations on contact with other people. Let me share another comment. This comes from Kay, writing on the Air Talk Facebook page. I'm going to have problems. I'm a hugger. Not sure what I'll do. I probably won't be shaking hands with people I don't know. No food sharing, but I never did, except with my husband. Let's see, we have Lisa in Cyprus. It's difficult for extroverts like me. I've had a hard time. I hate not being able to stand close to people, not being able to pet people's puppies, just talking a lot. My extroverted personality has made it especially difficult. And Joseph in Torrance says, I just started a new job. It's so strange. I don't know what my coworkers look like. I'll bet that is... that is an adjustment, Joseph. Thank you. And so glad you got a new job, and congratulations on that in this very difficult job market. Aaron in Anaheim says, I'm finding the bow is coming back. I'm bowing to a lot of people and using a lot of head gestures. All right. This is very creative to hear what people are doing to try and communicate things that in the past they would have communicated in other ways. We'll, of course, see what happens on the other side of the pandemic. Thanks so much for your calls. Great to have all your input in this segment of Air Talk. Much more to come in the second hour. Tell you about it momentarily.